Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday, horny. It is Mad Monday on today, but guess what, y'all? It's a miraculous Monday around here. Listen. It is July 25th, 2022, 2:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. The hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Yes, there really is a Karan Patani in India. Yes. Listen, y'all, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. GUBBARUM.com. GUBBARUM. GumbaRum.com. Listen, we do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. One is infused with natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and one infused with natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Yes, horny. Listen. Steve Gum is the CEO and founder of Gumba Rum, and, you know, he gets to have all the enjoyment and all the fun, all the entertainment. You know what I'm saying? He all down there sipping and serving, giving out free samples of Gumba Rum, and I'm here working by the sweat of my brow. You know what I'm saying? Listen, y'all, on tomorrow, not tomorrow, but Wednesday night. Well, Lord Jesus, come on, Carol. Carol likes to do the announcements. Come on, baby. Come on up here. Take your time, honey, but don't take your time too much. Come on. We on the time schedule. You okay? Come on, baby. 5555 Main Street, 555 Main Street. Steve Gum will be at 555 Main Street, 555 Main Street. You know what I'm saying? At Cranberry Liquors for Wednesday night, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Free sip and serve of Gumba Rum. Cranberry Liquors, 555 Main Street, Horace Point, Massachusetts, at Cranberry Liquors. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Carol. All right, she had her announcement for today. I really appreciate that, Carol. You're so sweet, honey, darling. Listen, this show I do have a special musical salute for TV After Dark, Coffee Bean, and Nicholas Alvarez. Listen, I got some hot music. Ooh, y'all know the Fierce Female Network has a showcase of artists that are superstars of today and superstars of tomorrow. And I'm telling you, this lineup today, of course, is superstars of tomorrow. They are hot, hot, hot. You're going to love what TV After Dark has. You're going to love what Toffee Bean has and Nicholas Alvarez. Listen, also, while you're on Facebook all day long, use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow and review. I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. As you guys know, this is a live show. It's not pre-recorded. Everything is live. It is unscripted. There is no script, babies. This is no scripting, honey. This is me in the wrong. You know what I'm saying. Listen, before I get to the music, really quickly, y'all know, we all on our mobile devices. We all get updates and news and what's going on. So listen, as I was seeing the breaking news of what's going on an hour ago, now this was in the Wall Street Journal 1 hour ago, and you know, this just boggles my mind. You know what I'm saying? I can't understand. You know, there's so many different allegations, people doing all these different things, you know, sexual allegations, things from the past, things in the present. You know what I mean? Listen, I saw this. Pope Francis atoned for Catholic abuse of indigenous children in Canada. You know, this is the one thing I want to say about this. This is in Wall Street Journal. The one thing I don't understand, you know, with the Catholic Church and everything. Now, I went to a Catholic school, yada, yada, yada. What I don't understand, you know, with the popes and everything, If you just need a little nookie, what is wrong with going in, you know, having nookie with a lady, you know, an adult? Why in the world do you want to mess with a child? You know what I'm saying? I have no mercy for people like that. I have no mercy on people like that. You know, you just really need to cut it off. I know they just like having atonement. Pope Francis atones for the Catholic abuse. I mean, there's so much of it going on, my Lord. Listen. Let me tell y'all something. As I said a few minutes ago, I went to Catholic schools, grade school, high school, you know. Now, listen, when I was in grade school, and after I graduated and everything like that, I did work at the, where the ladies was, the nuns. I worked at the rectory with the fathers. And I'm telling you, them priests, they didn't mess with no cheering. They didn't mess with no cheering. Every Sunday I worked, every summer I worked at the rectory. You know, you had a little summer jobs back then. So listen, I had the enjoyment and entertainment to see what was going on. You know what I'm saying? I was at the front desk answering the telephone for the priest and everything. And I tell you, dinner hour, them nuns would come rolling all up in there for dinner, which was fine. They was having their wine and hee-hee-ha-ha and all like that. You know what I mean? So they was mixing and mingling with one another. You know, if you're going to do something, do it with an adult. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to tell y'all this, too. I'm going to tell you this, then get on with the music. This the God heaven truth. It was one scandal that broke out while I was still in school. The principal. She was a nun, Sister Yada Yada, ain't saying the name. The principal. She disappeared, y'all. And all the children were like, where is the principal? Where is the principal? She was gone for about a month. Then they had some other principal step in, acting principal. So then she came back. And then the news broke. Y'all know what happened to the principal? She went off, flew off to another state. It had to have an abortion because her and the priest had been fooling around. You know what I'm saying? She got to get pregnant, and she had to go and get rid of the baby. She didn't have to, but that's what she chose to do because she had wanted to keep it under. That's what happened. Not only did she do that one time, she did it twice. And then after the second time she did it, she left. She said, well, I'm going to retire my habit. And she left. She went on. She went on and got married. She never did that in the first place. My God, for God's sakes. Listen, all right, let's get down to the business at hand. TV After Dark. Y'all going to love this tune. TV After Dark. This song is hot. TV After Dark. While the music is playing, just to remind you guys, when the music is playing, there's always a call out for new music. So I'm going to be sharing. If you share your Spotify link, the Spotify link will be going to Prospect Radio because they're always looking for new music to put on their playlist. So you gotta send in your Spotify link. That's what they use, the Spotify link, and they add it on their playlist. So listen, this is TV After Dark, and y'all check this out.
Yes, yes, yes. That's TV After Dark, TV After Dark. They are a newly formed genre blending quartet from New York. While the music was playing, y'all know this is the last show, it's not pre-recorded. So while the music was playing, I sent their Spotify link over to Prospect Radio, which has 30,000 followers, and they always look for new music. And then also send it over to Social Nova, 300 plus thousand over on Twitter, 300 plus followers. Listen, so they're looking for individuals, and I sent them over, sent TV After Dark. I like the name of that. I like that. TV After Dark. Send it right over to them. The name of the song was Femi Fatale. Once again, Fatale. Femi Fatale. That was an awesome song. So I did send it right over for them. And we'll also give them the information right after the show where I sent it to. And we'll give them the website so they can follow up accordingly. Once again, that was Social Nova, 300,000 plus followers. And Prospect Radio has a great amount of followers as well. Up next is Toffee Bean. Let's see, y'all, check this out. This is We Won't Die. Take a listen.
Our dreams be the best things to slice bread. Two by the jelly and then spread.
Okay.
Psychological presence of deities in my head. Call them out if they come in with that disrespect. We don't play that shit here. Probably choke up your neck with water. Bars so good, it's hard to swallow.
Right.
A style so complex, yet it's easy to follow. I got my cologne spray, shoes laced, hair straight. Stepping out one time. Man, sorry for the wait, but here I am. Huzzah, huzzah. Norman Brown in the back, tuning up a guitar. We got our legends. Building recognition for life. We put our souls in the music so we won't die. lockdown tight. I got plans for forever, so we won't die.
Hey, 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 we won't die. Y'all know what that song is, Swinging in Go Juice. You know what I mean? It is just swimming all the way upstream. I love that song. I really do. It is Ice Cube Cold. Yes, it is. Listen, I got some more music that's coming up by Nicholas. Yeah, and I do have his Spotify link. So, listen, I'm going to be sending him over as well to Social Nova. 300,000 plus followers, and they always have a call out. Always have a call out for music, as well as, once again, Prospect Radio. And I will be sending all the details and information as well right after the show. So this particular tune is called Dreamland. Take a listen. It is Nicholas Alvarez, and that is Dreamland. Take a listen. All right. That was Dreamland, while the music was playing. I was sending the Spotify link from that song right across to Social Nova. 300,000 plus followers, Prospect Radio, and a few others that's on the list. Listen, you got about 400,000 plus followers on Twitter where I sent those links to. Listen, I got to get on up out here. It's been a stone cold blast. Once again, this was a salute for TV After Dark, Toppy Bean, and Nicholas Alvarez. Listen, it was great music, hot and awesome as always. And once again, it was TV After Dark, Toppy Bean, and Nicholas. It was great music. Once again, I do want to make point and note that TV After Dark is a newly formed genre blending quartet from Brooklyn, New York. So I know that Social Nova is going to love what they got going on. Listen, it's been a stone cold blast on today, but guess what? I get to come back later on today and do it all over again. Going to be jamming with the sauce, honey. All this great music, and you know what? I get to do it all over again later on today. In the special words of Don Cornese, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.